how did you get involved? How did you, what was the decision? What was the factor maybe that said, hey,
if there was a pivotal moment? I don't know if I would say that, but I've always known that I wanted to be a teacher. So in high school, I took a couple co-op positions at elementary schools in the area. And then I went to Ryerson University in Toronto and did my degree in early childhood education. So that actually allowed me a little bit more in-depth information as far as child development rather than just taking a general BA.
Now, as a teacher for 21 years, is there enjoyable things? What are you taking away? What's the experience that you love, especially that you're with that same group of, not the same kids?
Yeah, that same age group. I really like the curriculum in grade 2 and 3. It's fun for me to teach. So I guess that's part of what I enjoy about teaching, is that I think I like my job and I think it's fun to be involved with the kids. But it's a very rewarding career. You're in contact with little people and their families on a daily basis. And I genuinely value the opportunity to build relationships with their families. It's also really rewarding when you have students who are struggling with behavior or academics, and you kind of have that breakthrough or that epiphany, and you know that you're part of that success. It's very rewarding.
Interesting from your perspective, you know, dealing with grade 3 and 4 kids, and then you see them out in the community, maybe when they're in high school or they've gone beyond, and they still remember you and you know, refer to you as their teacher. That was an interesting feeling.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. I have my own children are 16 and 19, so, you know, I've taught some of their peers. So that's nice when, you know, they have friends over for a campfire or swimming or something, and some of the kids, I remember being in your class, or remember when we did this. That reminiscing is nice, being part of the community as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, apart from this year with the pandemic and that, up until the beginning of last year, has there been a particular challenge, something stands out as a challenge that you've maybe met and overcome?
I don't think there's one particular challenge that stands out, but I think that balancing your career, as a teacher, I thought about this actually, as one of the questions that I thought you might ask. And I think balancing your career with your own family is really difficult. Teaching takes a lot of time and a lot of emotional energy. And there have been a lot of times that I felt, you know, that mom guilt for not being my best at home. And then the same here, I feel like I'm, you know, compromising one for the other. So that's a bit of a challenge with teaching.
It's interesting because I think every teacher, you're our ninth that we've interviewed, they've all basically said the same thing. Is that one balance? Because if it's a job you love, it's not 9 to 5.
Well, and I think we really tend to treat the children in our care as if they're our own children. So we want to be doing our best for them. And then sometimes, you know, there are sacrifices with our own children. So yeah, that's a bit of the struggle.
Yeah, that would be a tough one. Now that kind of leads into the next one here, because a lot of you, especially at the age you're teaching, look at teachers as a mentor or teachers as someone to look up to. What if, because we've had several teachers say that they were influenced to get into teaching because of a teacher they had at some level in school. If a student came up to you and said they want to become a teacher, or they're looking at that as a career choice, is there one piece of advice you'd give them?
Well, I've actually had several student teachers in my class over the years, and some of the advice that I give them is that they need to be flexible. You need to establish a routine, but you need to be willing and able to change that kind of, you know, at the drop of a dime. If you, whether it's your day plans or your curriculum delivery, as we've seen, you know, from in-class to online, you need to be flexible. And my second piece of advice is that you need to be willing to ask for help. My 20 years in the classroom have taught me that people generally like to help, and we're surrounded by this wealth of knowledge and experience, and we need to take advantage of that resource.
Now, just to wrap up, is there one accomplishment over that 21, 22-year career that you're particularly proud of or particularly has meaning for you?
Again, not really something that stands out in my mind. I think I'm really proud to be part of the community where I teach. When I, you know, I'm at a soccer game with my own children, I often, you know, have the opportunity to run into families and chat with families. People are very respectful that that family time is different from school time, but it is nice to connect with students from the school on a different level.